Welcome, awesome Memphis area leaders, Martha. And I don't know whether anybody from up in the tri-state area is there or not. I heard that Robin and you guys might not be able to make it. Maybe you're there, Carrie. But anyway, I am John and Jackson and Jonesboro, Northern Mississippi. Anyway, really excited to have you guys on the team. And I wish I could be there for our meeting. But I am over in Mississippi at the moment. So I am doing meetings in Jackson and down on the Gulf Coast. So I will send you this audio recording instead. What I'm going to do is there's four slides that I want to talk through. And because of the way that we're doing it, I need to just kind of talk. And I will give you some time to pause and discuss a few things or whatever. But hopefully you can hear me fine and this works well. First off, I want to really congratulate Martha. She's done an awesome job over the last couple of years of getting the best leaders. You guys are a great leadership team. Don't tell the other teams, but really, honestly, I think we've got the best leadership team in Memphis of anywhere, and Martha's worked hard to train you and work with you, and this is our year to really start turning things around and really growing in Memphis. I'm assuming the slide with me at the Tower of London with my head on the chopping block is up there, and so I'm just going to jump right in and go over the information on that slide and talk with you a little bit. So first thing is just there are amazing stories from your travel. Thank you for adding me to your Facebook groups. I've been talking with you and your alumni as we go along and continue to do that for next year. I know a lot of you have those ready to go, and I'm very excited. But I want to go over a couple of numbers and statistics and that kind of thing, because even though we're people to people, how many people we're able to reach out to is a huge part of our mission, and we want to reach out to as many people as we can. And so the first, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later, but the first thing I want you to realize is that as we look back over the last few years, enrollments are up. The people that come to a meeting, meet you, find out what a great leadership team you are, hear about people to people, they have 7% more have enrolled in the last 2 years than over the last 5 years combined. And so done a great job of reaching out to the people that come to our meetings. And you're to be congratulated for that. That is really an awesome feat. The other thing I want to tell you is that retention is up 5%. So the people that enroll have stayed in the delegation. They've worked hard to make their dreams come true. 5% more than over the last couple of years. And that's because you've been working hard with them. We've had a lot of people at the program office team working as well, but I know that that's a result of you inspiring them to travel and helping them, giving them ideas to pay their way or just really keep them excited about the program and the mission and what we're doing. So that's great news. I mean, we've had, some great success over the last few years with the students that we've had. The students that have traveled have been amazing. We've just had some great stories. But here's the but. Last year, in 2013, we actually traveled 50 less students than we did over the last few years. And I'm wondering if we're doing such a great job with enrollments and retention, whether you can guess why that is. Why is it that if we're doing such a great job, we actually traveled 50 less students? So I'll give you a minute to talk about that. And Martha, you can't give them the answer, because I know you know, but I'm just thinking about, why is it if we're doing such a great job, we have less students travel? So talk about that for a minute or two. I don't know whether you've come up with an answer. Maybe a few people did, and as you're going along, we can talk about that more, but I want to kind of give you the answer and the idea. So go ahead and change to slide two, Martha. This is the one with me in the London Eye. The challenge for 2013 and 2014 is this is the year of the invitation. Here's the thing. We only got a chance to talk to 747 families all around Martha's area last year, all across Memphis, northern Mississippi, eastern Arkansas, southern Missouri, and Illinois. There are well over 100,000 students in travel age, and we only talked to 747 of them. That is our biggest problem. People are not hearing about our organization. When they come, they enroll in droves, they're excited, they do a great job, they make their programs a reality, But they're not hearing about our organization. And so that's what we really need to do, is reach out to more students. Now, we've traditionally done this by sending them a letter in the mail and inviting them. And then they respond on a website and say they're going to come, and then they come. Then they enroll in that kind of thing and apply. The problem is, just with our society, people are less impressed with mail. They are less excited when they get an invitation in the mail, and they are less inclined, because they're more skeptical, to go to something that they don't really know what it is, or they don't know that they're going to know somebody there. And so what we really need is, we need your help to reach out and invite students so that they'll know somebody there, so that when they get that invitation, they'll make it a priority. And we have provided you with paper invitations so you can do that. One of the things I want to make sure that you know is that if a student knows a teacher, is invited by a teacher, they are 10 times more likely to attend a meeting, and they're 10 times more likely to actually apply for the program than if we just send them a letter and they've been nominated and that kind of thing. So this is really important, that you teachers help us reach out. Now, we're still going to continue to reach out to people across the area through your nominations, and that's going to provide 80% of the families that travel with us. But our goal is that 20% of the students that travel with us will come directly from your teacher invitations. Not the nominations, not the letters, but directly from you inviting them and inspiring them to come to the meeting and working with that. So that's what we're going to focus on right now. That's something a little bit new. I know a lot of you have already done this some, and we've seen some great students come, but we're making a real concerted effort this year to do that. So if you haven't already, Martha, if you'd pass out the paper invitations and just start off by giving everybody a package of 25, and you can look at these invitations. There's a place, there's a line to write the student's name. Then there's some information that you can write about the meetings, and I'll give you that. I'm sure Martha's already given you that, but I'll give it to you at the end of the slide presentation. And then there's a place at the bottom to write your name, and then you'll also want to write your phone number and your email address so that families can get back in touch with you. Now, the idea of this is to personally invite students. It's not to pass them out, you know, randomly or just without much of a follow-up or much relationship with the students. These are the students that you know well, that you'd like to travel with, that you'd be excited to have travel on your delegation. That's really what we're looking for here, is that you'd invite those students. We had one school in Jackson, Mississippi. It was a key school, and we talked to the counselor, and she was excited about our program, but all she did was just drop these invitations into a locker of you know, all the students, and hardly anybody came because it was just like getting a letter. It wasn't personal. So we are looking for personal relationships here. We would like something like this to happen. You know, you'd have a sign-in sheet in your classroom, or talk to students in whatever venue you get a chance to meet with them, and just tell them, hey, Martha, I'm really excited to invite you to learn about the People-to-People program. You know that I travel every year and I have a great time, and I think you would make a good ambassador from the local area. So take this paper invitation that I've given you, take it home to your parents, and I'm going to call your parents and follow up and make sure to answer any questions they have. So would you give me their email and their phone number so I can follow up? And we would love to see you at our meeting over at Harding Academy or wherever your meeting is. So that's what we're looking for, a personal invitation where you're talking to students that you know. That's what we're looking for. And this, teachers, you can have 25, 50, you can have 100 of these if you have those personal conversations with 100 people or 50 or 25. Our goal this year is to have 5 to 10 students, families, at the meeting per teacher. So that's one of the things we're looking for, is the attendance at the meeting. It doesn't matter how many invitations you hand out. It doesn't matter how you do it, as long as it's good and within our mission. But we want 5 to 10 students to be at the meeting per leader. And that's really our goal, to help grow the program and really get lots of teachers traveling and really have a good full delegations. Now, that's the basics. We'll go over a few of the details in a few minutes, but I want to talk about the three words at the bottom of this slide: invitation, inspiration, and exploration. Those are the hallmarks of a great people-to-people leader. A great people-to-people leader is excited about our program, and so they invite families. They invite them to learn about our program. They tell them about it. Just like anything you're excited about, you invite people to join you. And so that's part of, that's a third, I guess, if you want to put it that way, of being a great people-to-people leader is how well you do at inviting students and how many students come to the meeting. Another third is inspiration. What this is this is from the time they interview until they travel, the orientation meetings, the socials. How well do you do at inspiring those students? Do you just stand up and lecture when they're with slides on a board and really bore them, or do you get them really excited about being part of a mission that means something, that matters, that can change their lives and help us change the world? That's what we're looking at there. And this also has to do with retention, because when students are inspired to do something, they're going to attend the orientation meetings, they're going to make their dreams a reality, and they are going to work hard to make sure that they can do this. And so that's what we're looking for, is another third of your role as a teacher is inspiration. The third is when you explore the world together, we want you to do a great job of just really helping them get what they're doing. They're having experiences that hardly anybody else is ever going to have. And they are really privileged to be able to travel as a delegation representing their family and their school. And so that job that you do in exploration is really important, keeping them safe, but also opening their eyes to the world and helping them change their lives. And so all three of those areas are vital to be a good people-to-people leader. And we are excited that we have awesome leaders there. And we can't wait to see what you do next year with our program, or this year. Now, go ahead and go to that third slide. And I know I've been talking a lot. I'm sorry, I'm probably talking too fast for you Southerners, too. One of the delegations told me that I actually got to call into. But I want to cover successful invitation. Okay, the very first thing about that is you do need to know them. They need to be students that you really do think would make good ambassadors. Ones that you think would travel well and that would represent your school and your community well. And you want to reach out to them. And by the way, let me answer one question that I know that teachers ask some, because not everybody is in a good school. Some people are like Martha and they're retired. And so how do you reach out to students if you're in that situation? In fact, one of my area directors from Arkansas, she teaches in an alternative school where most of the kids are there for disciplinary reasons. And she told me that this year she is actually nominating two of her students, and she invited them to come to the meeting because they robbed a bank and they have enough money to pay for the program. Well, that's not really what we're looking for. it's kind of funny that Joe Ruth told me about that. But what we're looking for is just students that'll do well in the program and that stand out, and they really have the opportunity to make this dream a reality. If you don't know students like that, you know other teachers in the area who maybe they teach at more key schools, maybe they're you know somebody through another organization like a church organization or a civil organization. You can reach out to those teachers and network with them and just say something like this. Hey, here's five invitations to an upcoming people-to-people meeting. You know, you've heard me talk about how great it is to travel and learn about the world with students and just get a great opportunity. We are always looking for good students. You're somebody that I trust, and I think you could really pick some good students for me. I've written my name, my phone number, and my email, and the details about the meeting. Can you pick 5 students or 20 students or however many you think you can do with these teachers? And will you give them these invitations? And then will you also ask them to give me their parents' name, email, and phone number so that I can call and follow up? Because since they don't know me, they're going to wonder who this person is, and I would really like to talk with them and tell them a little bit about this. So that's how you can really reach out to the leader network around the area where you live. So I am right now working with successful invitations. You know my daughter Julia that I talk about all the time? Well, this last summer, she got engaged. And next summer, we're going to have a wedding. And so we're thinking about invitations, and we're thinking about how to make sure that people RSVP and come to the wedding and let us know and all those things. These points that are on this slide are really the same whether it's a wedding, a dinner party, a political gathering, whatever it is, you need to do certain things to really make sure people come to a meeting, because all of our lives are full right now and it has to be a priority. So first thing is, I hope you've already been talking to families. You've been putting it on your Facebook, talking about it in your classroom, kind of a save the date. Tell them, hey, I'm in people to people. There's a meeting coming up and we are excited to have you join us. So you do that, you know, up to about 4 weeks before the meeting. So, you know, the last part of September for you in your meetings, most of your meetings. And then about 3 weeks before the meeting, and you don't want to do it any later than this, but about 3 weeks before the meeting, hand the students the paper invitation. And Martha, I don't know whether you've distributed the little Excel spreadsheet so that we can track who you've invited. But either she's going to give you those in a paper version or she'll give you a digital version. Maybe have this on your desk so that students can just write on them when you give them the invitation, or have them with you, or maybe you know their information. But give them the paper invitation. Tell them to take it home to their parents and that you would love to have them come to the meeting and learn about people to people. Get their parents' email, phone number, and name so that you can follow up with them. Then about 2 weeks before the meeting, after you've spent a week handing out this to 50 or so great students, talk to the parents. Give them a call. Say, hey, you know, I invited your son or daughter, or if it's from another teacher, Mr. Holland, Ray, invited your student, and I am the teacher that's leading the people-to-people delegation, and I just wanted to call you and invite you to our meeting and just let you know we just want to inform you about people-to-people and give you an idea of what this is all about. And so we'd love to see your family on whatever the date is, you know, and ask them if they have any questions and answer any of their questions. One of the things I want to make sure that you realize is you don't need to tell them, you don't need to have a little mini meeting and tell them all about people to people and all about everything that's going to happen. They're going to have a million questions. The basic answer to all of their questions is we are going to go over that in the meeting. And that's why I really want you to come. We've got this guy from our program office coming. Our area director will be there. Our families that have done this a few years ago. Some of our alumni will be there. And so just please come and check it out, because I think your son or daughter would do a good job. So don't spend a lot of time answering a million questions, but, you know, tell them about that it's an educational program, that your students will get educational credit, that it was started by President Eisenhower, that we've got lots of students in this area. So just come and hear about it. That's really what you want them to do. You don't want to go into all the details and everything at this point. Just try and get them to come, and then record the people that you talk to on that spreadsheet and the parents' email and phone number and all that kind of thing, so that you know, we can follow up with them. And then the last step, so the first step is save the date, second step is give them a paper invitation, third step is follow up with the parents, and then the last step is just call or email them a reminder, like maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday before the meeting, depending on when your meeting is, and just remind them that the meeting is coming up. Remember that meeting that we talked about? Hey, it's coming up. Look forward to seeing you there. Just a quick message on the voicemail or whatever. And then, of course, after the meeting, we'll do the regular follow-up. So this is one thing that I wanted to let you know. One thing I also want to let you know is that each leader who gets at least 7 students to attend the meeting is going to get 5,000 leader points. That's worth $50. And so we are excited about that. So love to see everybody in this room have at least 7 students there and award you those points. And we're looking forward to really growing the area in the Memphis, Northern Mississippi, and Southern Illinois area. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the very last slide. And this is my coffee cup that I got from my daughters a couple of years ago. And it just about holds enough coffee for me. Just a little trivia, within the people-to-people organization, my area is called the Coffee Kingdom. Martha knows about that, but it's because I spend a lot of time at Starbucks because it's a great office and I hate hotel rooms. And also one time when they put it on the map, it was brown, and so that was the Coffee Kingdom from then. So I love coffee and would love my Coffee Kingdom leaders. Okay, so here's the part where you can kind of start brainstorming and you can start looking at what you can do and how you can actually do this. The first thing I'd like you to think about, and I'm sure Martha's already talked to you about this, but how is it that you can reach out to key leaders and key schools? Because if you reach out to leaders in key schools just like you, leaders have an influence with students, and they bring students that are excited about the program as they're excited. So we really want to add, we want to continue to add more and more and more key leaders and really grow the program, and that's really how it's going to happen, is by reaching out to those students. The other thing is have a little bit of a discussion after you get done here about how you can reach out to students? How are you going to network? What are some ideas? Just definitely talk about that and get, you know, brainstorm with one another while you're here at the meeting. And that's one of the things that you can do with the next few minutes after I'm done. And I'm just about done. So I'm bringing up something that I forgot to start when I got here, so I apologize for that. So here's your meetings. There's going to be a meeting for the Memphis area students at Harding Academy on October 26th. Martha can give you the details of the times and when she wants you there, probably about an hour and a half early to help set up. We're also going to be having meetings in Tupelo. We just don't know whether it's going to be at the middle school or the high school yet, but we'll let you know that. And then also for those of you in the Carbondale area, the tri-state, we're going to be at Southern Illinois University in that area for Carbondale and Cape Girardeau in that area. And then Tuesday in Jackson, we're going to be at the Ned McWhorter Cultural Center. We haven't been there before. I'm sure it's a great facility, and so we're looking forward to seeing you there. So one of the things that I want to do in the way of conclusion is I want to thank you for your time. Being a student ambassador leader is really a reward in itself because you get to see the lives that are touched and changed. But I just am really appreciative of working with such awesome leaders as you. And I want to end by reading an article that you'll get a copy of when you get our magazine. But this is a really good article that I know I'm going to be preaching to the choir on. But it's titled, American Students in Need of Some Inspiration. And I'll just read it. It's a pretty short article. And I'll leave you with that thought to inspire you because you play a great part in changing students' lives. So the article starts off, 17th. That's the rank U.S. students were given in a recent report published by Pearson's, the world's premier learning company, and written by the Economist Intelligence Unit. That outlines the academic performance of students in the world's 50 most developed countries. The U.S. spends more than $800 billion a year on public education, outspending the next 10 largest countries combined. So why are American students ranked 17th in the world in academic performance? Part of the answer lies in a 30-year-old report titled A Nation at Risk. It mapped out where the U.S. was missing the mark and what steps can be taken to avoid a crisis. The report cited student complacency driven by a lack of inspiration to learn. So how do you motivate a student to be more, do more, and learn more? Have them participate in experiential learning opportunities like student ambassador programs. American educational theorist and experiential learning expert David A. Klob described the experiential learning cycle as this. First, have a concrete experience. You do something. Have an experience. Number two is reflective observation. Review the experience. Think about it. Talk about what the experience is like with other people. Then the third is abstract conceptualization, learning from that experience and learning how it can affect your life and really what you did. And then the last thing is actively experiment. Try what you've learned. Put it into practice. So maybe this Chinese proverb expresses it best. Tell me and I will forget. Show me and I may remember. Involve me and I will understand. This is exactly the learning experience a student ambassador can have on a program. Any student can flip through the pages of a history book or read about a different culture online, but how many can say they've talked with a concentration camp survivor or practiced a traditional Japanese tea ceremony? It's these kind of experiences that inspire our students on to greater learning and academic success. So that's what you do. You inspire those students on. You changed lives. Thank you so much for all you do. I wish I could have been there, but I'm looking forward to meeting you and hearing great things. So have a great day and enjoy talking about this and the rest of your time together.